Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 4. Our air date is Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Corner Peep. And guess what I have on today?
Woo-hoo! Oh, bam! All right. And that is in support of our special guest tonight. These are two of our favorite people in the whole world, Joe and Angie Finley. The Swansons are with us.
Hey,
tonight.
Everybody. Great Welcome. To be here. Thanks for having us back. We appreciate you.
Hey, great seeing you again. We were all together a couple of months ago in Nashville for the Josie Music Awards, the 10th annual, and you guys came away with another award. Congratulations. Tell us about that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, we got Pop Rock Song of the Year for our song, Forever.
Yes.
And we are so happy about that because it is our new single. It was the first single that we released on the new album that came out just shortly after the Josie Awards November 7th.
Yes, and we were praying when that particular award came up because we had already gone through a few awards that we were nominated for.
Yeah,
and that one was the most important coming out, the first single off of 7. Besides the fact that we've kind of switched lanes again, the Swansons have switched lanes a few times in our careers, and now we've made this pop rock Christian album.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of like waiting for a sign from God. You know what I mean? Like, Lord, please let this be a sign. If this is the path we're supposed to be on, let this be the sign. So when they said Forever, the Swansons, boy, oh boy, I was so emotionally just drained in one moment. You know,
Porter Peep and I were sitting about four rows behind you guys. You were just across the aisle from where we were, and you leaped out of your chair when that was. You probably were 5 feet up. I just loved that. It was so cool to see that reaction, and it just talks a little bit about the emotion and what you have invested in all of this. And we had the opportunity the day before for the meet and greet, and we had quite a conversation there at John Eason's place. What was that? Red River Nomad, the studios there that John has. We had such a great time with you there, and you shared with us quite a bit about what all went into 7, what all went into this song, and everything you had invested as far as what the Josies were concerned. There's a lot there. You guys have been working hard.
We've been working real hard. And by the way, thank you so much for that meet and greet. That was a wonderful opportunity that we're so happy to have
been invited.
Yeah, so thanks for that. We had a great time meeting so many cool people, and especially you guys. You guys are great. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Forever at 7. And the whole thing has just been absolutely astonishing. And we're still kind of in the middle of all of that and trying to bring it to life for our 2026 tour. So, 7's been all-consuming and just an absolutely wonderful experience.
Now, we've got our first song that's queued up here is My God. Talk to us a little bit about this song. And another of your emotional really brings out a lot tunes. The messages here are amazing. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this.
Well, My God is the first track on 7. And 7 in its totality is a complete show from beginning to end. So it's going to tell a story, you know, as you watch the show. It's not going to be just your typical concert. So we've got a lot of things that we're working on in that regard. But what was it?
My God, what it's about.
Oh, yeah. The My God thing was very specific to an individual in my life that was experiencing some serious difficulties that I myself had already experienced,
mm-hmm.
you know, starting with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
So in trying to help that person that I love so dearly, I began working on the song, and those are the words that began to come to me. My friend is looking for a way to get his head straight was the first line. So that's sort of where this journey begins. And what I've done is, as my friend is actually me, you know. So we're putting together a show where Angie and I are going to depict our personal journey in a musical way, and you're going to see the struggles that we've gone through and the things that we've had to experience and the way that the music has helped us out of it. So My God was the beginning of that album, basically telling the stories, kind of kickstarting the story as to who this individual is. It's an individual. It could be any individual that needs help. And the advice of the friend is My God is bigger than all of your problems. And so that that person in that loving friendship wants to help heal this individual that they love so dearly. So that's kind of the thought process behind My God, is that regardless of what you're going through, that there is healing and there is hope and there is that through God.
You know? It must be gratifying to know that a message like that is reaching someone else. Because I've got to believe when this is played and through your tour, which we're going to talk about here shortly, this is actually going to help folks along the way. Two questions. Was it difficult for you to put this together because it is your story? And second, how does it feel to know that your story and what you've gone through is helping others?
Great questions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very inspiring. I obviously never thought that I would be in this position in life, but with the experiences that I have sort of been forced to go through in my life have enlightened me in ways to the importance of the people and the truly meaningful things in life, you know? So, so this project was deeply emotional, more so than anything that we have ever worked on together. And each and every song, you know, was just this inspired emotional rush of, I can't even really explain. Angie could probably explain a little bit better because she was a witness to it, but it was different than the way I had written in the past. And I sort of kind of, you know, stayed very focused in this line of using my personal experience to try to help other individuals who might find themselves in similar situations where they might feel, you know, a bit of hopelessness and confusion, and then, you know, letting God be that focal point really, really helps get you through whatever it may be, no matter how tragic or traumatic it may be. And that is what has happened in my life. And so I want to testify to that through our music.
Well, what an amazing thing to be doing. And let's give this a listen. This is the Swansons, My God.
That he wanted, there was one way, one way.
Hey.
All right. Thank you. That is the Swansons with My God. Yeah. Thank you for writing that song. That is such great, great tune, great message.
Yeah, we're hoping that that's a nice show starter, you know, very,
absolutely.
Very energetic.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Hey, and folks, I don't know if you caught the little toner, sorry, the little homage to Joe's influence, right? I don't know if you caught it.
She's talking about my 80s influence.
Folks. I was going to say,
I liked it.
Did you hear it?
Yes. Yeah. No, that's terrific. And that will be a great show starter. What a great way to get the message kicked off.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, folks, we are going to take a quick break. We will be back on the other side talking with the Swansons about their new album, Seven. We've got a great new sponsor here at Vehicle City Sound, and all of you blue-collar, hardworking fans are going to love them. Bare Knuckles Leatherwork Gloves are now a part of the VCS family. These patented double-wedge, pre-curved Premier Leatherwork Gloves are crafted to naturally fit the curve of your hands. The gloves are engineered for superior comfort, reducing hand fatigue and increasing productivity. Made from premium leather, they offer exceptional durability and protection, ideal for demanding work environments. Whether you're tackling heavy-duty tasks, working in cold weather, or handling delicate welding jobs, Bare Knuckles gloves provide the perfect balance of flexibility and strength. Designed with the hardworking professional in mind, these gloves ensure your hands stay comfortable and safe day in and day out. Elevate your work experience. Choose the gloves that work as hard as you do. BuyBareKnuckles.com. That's BuyBareKnuckles.com. And use the code VCS for a 15% discount. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound podcast. We are with Joe and Angie Finley, the Swansons. You released a new album back in November. It's called Seven. And you're doing something with it this year in 2026, which we think is just phenomenal. You're going out on tour and you're playing the whole album. It's a story, as you talked about in our first segment. What inspired you to say, hey, we're going to take this whole thing. We're not going to piece it up. We're going to play the entire album. It's the message that we want to portray.
You know, it wasn't the original intention. It was something that it just happened organically, and I realized once we started putting the songs in a certain order, I had suggested an order to our producer, and he suggested that I make a couple little changes in it, and then when I looked at the changes, I realized that we had something very, very beautiful happening here, and it was very fluid. It was, you know, so that's when it struck me, and I called him up and I said, hey, this is going to be an entire show from beginning to end, and we're going to use film, movie screens. We're going to run a movie simultaneously that's showing this whole picture, and then when the movie pauses, we're playing live, and when we're playing live, then you'll see the B-roll of the movie. And the characters will be doing other things. And then when it stops, you'll hear dialogue and the band will go black and the screens will go live. And so there's a whole lot of different integral things that are going on to make this show very much bigger than just a concert.
What an
experience. So it's going to be a portrayal. It's going to be a portrayal of the songs so you can visually see and feel the impact of what's happening.
Oh, my. That sounds so unique. And what an experience that has to be for the folks in the audience.
Yeah, we're hoping to take them on a journey. So, you know, obviously we're positive people and we have energy and we're positive. But the show is actually going to take you through all the feels, right? So there might even be a moment in there where you're catching some tears.
Absolutely.
Or you know, so the feelings are going to be there throughout. But overall, you're going to be happy at the end. Obviously, a great ending. But it's definitely going to take you on a journey. So I think that's the purpose, is just to give everyone the feels and also draw people closer to God.
Obviously. Yes. And so the end should be exhilarating in a way that you feel like you can get past your problems. You can accomplish your goals. You can do things that you thought you couldn't do just because of this experience that you've just now witnessed and felt in your heart. Might inspire you when you leave that concert to live your life a little differently, or do something, or apologize to somebody, or hug somebody. I'm envisioning maybe the audience members hugging each other and crying. Yeah. They don't even know each other. You know what I mean? Tears of joy at the end of the show, you know? So that's kind of the goal that we're trying to achieve, but it's going to take us a little bit of time. So we're doing it in chunks, you know, little chunks to get it done.
We're not sure how it's all going to get done, right? It's going to be a God thing. We have a vision, right? And, and we don't know how we're going to get there, but we know God's going to take us there. So we're trusting that, you know, that we have a plan, and he has a vision, and we have a vision, and he's going to make this happen for us. So that's what we're doing.
So when are you coming to Michigan?
We would love to come to Michigan.
We need to hear. We do.
Yes.
We would love to play some shows in Michigan, and we are planning the tour as we speak, actually.
There's so much planning to happen because we got to shoot all the film and put the whole thing together.
Right now we're rehearsing really hard. So
we're rehearsing to make sure we're ready as far as our job done. But there's a lot of film that needs to happen.
Do you have a general idea of when you think this may happen?
I think in a few months it'll happen. We've kind of got an A model and a B model. The B model being the complete vision, the A model being a something that we can take out and begin kind of getting our feet wet with it.
Yeah, sure. Because it doesn't have to be completely finished. When we start, we can always start and then it will get finished as we go along. My niece who's in band in high school, and they do color guard and band, you know. So in the beginning of the season, they have their song and the idea and maybe the first part of the routine out, but it's not all completed till the end. We might end up in that route. So we're writing
the show, we're rehearsing the show, we're shooting video for the show. So we're already that deep into it. And I don't if you've seen our weekly show, Angie and I have always performed with a video screen. So whether we're performing with a full band or just the two of us, there's a video screen behind us, and our videos to the song are in sync with us. So you're seeing that visual. So it's already impactful and different than anybody else, truly.
Yeah.
So Angie and I, it makes our journey a bit difficult because we can't just rehearse a song and then bring it to you, because our thing is we shoot a video that's in sync with it. Yeah. So it takes maybe 2-3 months to get that song ready to perform in front of people.
Right. So there right now, are many we only levels. Have
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So many levels.
Yes. No question. And that's what makes you guys unique. And I think that's what makes it so much more appealing. And then the message, where you're going with all this. And I love what you're saying about affecting the audience the way it will. And I love the fact of feeling it. That's the thing about music. It makes you feel those emotions. And with what you guys are doing, there are going to be so many in this show. We've got to be there. We have to be there.
Yeah, we'd love to bring it to Michigan. You know, Angie and I, our two-person version of which we're going to do here at our son's church is going to be our first experimental playground. Mm-hmm. So because we can be very effective with just Angie and I and our PA system and our video screen. We don't need a full band because we've got – those tracks flying in from some of the best musicians in the world from our records, you know? So the audience is hearing crisp, clear tracks along with me playing live, Angie playing live, and us singing live with the video behind us. And it really creates this spectacular imagery where you don't start wondering, hey, where's that fiddle player at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more making us the focal point along with that video screen. And that in itself is the show. And we would love to bring that to Michigan and play a few gigs over there.
Yes.
Let's work on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that I love so much about the Swansons, when we hear your music, we know who it is.
Yes.
You are very unique in your sound and your presentation. And, that's the Swansons. We recognize that. And I think that's what sets you apart from others in the industry as well. There are a lot of folks that this sounds like him and this sounds like her and this sounds like that band. No, you guys have your own unique sound, and that's wonderful.
Thank you so much. That's something we've worked very hard on through the years in developing that, and our move to Nashville several years ago to make our records there.
Right.
That was part of the idea, was how can we infuse, because we've been called alternative country pop rock duo. So we kind of cover a full spectrum of genres. And that's what we do to make that unique sound, is we're infusing genres. We're combining country with hip hop, with rock and roll, you know what I mean? And blues. And that's, so it's coming up with this unique blend that it captivated us. We're thinking, we're having people saying what you're saying to us. And we're like, really? You guys have this unique sound. We're like, no kidding. And then we're starting to, okay, hey, we're beginning to develop this thing now where we're recognizable. And that is really, really helpful in this music industry, you know?
Oh, no question.
That's a long, long time. And in the beginning, that's one thing that when we were developing our sound, because when we first started, of course, we were more just pop rock. Yeah. Then we started infusing more genres as we went along. Along the way. And I think that we never wanted to copy any artist or try to sound like the radio. That is something that we just didn't want to do. And Joey's here, he's the writer, so he's just incredible. He writes incredible stuff. And then the people he's working with, as far as studio goes, it just keeps getting better and better. So it's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the next one that we've got up, because I think this is one of the more unique messages you have. And I know if this is playing in along the line of what you're planning to do with Seven, Sticks and Stones has a terrific message with it. And I, again, very relatable. Tell us a little bit about the backstory here.
Yeah, Sticks and Stones is another one of those songs that kind of incorporates the, you know, the current events and the way that I think people overwhelmingly have felt and had to deal with the COVID and after COVID and misinformation, disinformation, and not knowing what's right and what's wrong. What am I supposed to do next? This and that. And it kind of clogged my brain up a little bit, you know, and I started looking at this picture of this divided country that was no longer being civil in any way. In fact, it was getting worse and worse, to the point of which we're no longer exchanging words. Now people are actually throwing sticks and stones.
Yes.
People are shooting each other. People are punching you just because we disagree with each other, you know, and it just didn't make any sense to me. And so I was trying to find a way to kind of wrangle that all in, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of imagery going on there and different things and that people I think can relate to, and I kind of pop from one thing to another thing, but it's still relatable and I'm not losing track of what's going on. And I'm basically saying, man, we need to stop this and settle down, because it's no longer a game of words. This is truly biblical, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, this whole album is very, very deep, and that may be one of the deepest songs on the album.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly agree, and how sad it is that we're at a point where we're throwing the stones and hitting each other with the sticks. And you look at some of the recent events, some of the things that happened and or have happened, and it's just sad the state that we're in. We need this to get us out.
Yes, absolutely. And in that song, in every song, is hope. Hope is built into that.
Yes.
You know, including God and everything, you know, and here's the way that we can kind of cure this problem, or at least a suggestion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's always to try to find resolve and peace and hope, you know, so it's kind of bringing up these other things that are agitating and irritating and that were hard on all of us. But at the same time, there is hope and there's a different way to kind of look at these things and move forward in a more positive way.
Absolutely. Let's give this a listen. It's Sticks and Stones from the Swansons.
Intact, but not to overreact. Any given situation where I'm normally at takes enormous concentration, always dealing with that as a matter of fact. Maybe I am more than just a bit emotional, and everything's the opposite, and love is not devotional, and I'm insane, losing my mind. Well, the television's telling me that everything is fine. All right, enough's enough. My mind is all mixed up. Keep telling us a myriad of lies. Anybody in this compromised? Well, I'm not buying into what this world is trying to sell me. People sitting on top of the hill, yeah, living in a big glass box. Why?
nation's paying half. Now it's up to us to figure out a better way, including God and everything. No, and there is a price to pay for what we do and what we say. The truth is ever-evident. I think we ought to pay attention. Let our souls speak reflections. What we all need. Instead of condescending, talking hate, our prayers to be determined in our faith. I'm not standing by and watching what I could be helping. The people sitting on top of the hill, yeah, living in a big glass box. Once you take that big red pill, that is when the gloves come off. When you recognize that the sign of the times reads everybody matters not. The words may never break our bones. Now they're throwing sticks and stones.
Sticks and Stones from the Swansons. Great
thank
message
you.
and hope.
Yes.
We like that.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty, folks. We are going to take another quick break, and we are going to come back and talk about one of the most favorite things for us to do on a Friday night. It is the weekly variety show that the Swansons put on. We will be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code BORDERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with the Swansons, Joe and Angie Finley. They are on the West Coast, and they bring us each Friday night a variety show that Quarter Peep and I have become huge fans of and enjoy. Tell us a little bit about Live Worldwide with the Swansons.
Yes, well, thank you. Good, Angie.
Yes, well, ever since COVID, when our shows got canceled, we decided, hey, we want to keep performing. So we created a weekly show, and it has came a long way. We're going to have our 6th anniversary in March.
We're
excited for that. We never stopped. A lot of people started doing streaming that first year, and then they got off as soon as it ended. And we just kept developing the show. So we sing, we have trivia, we tell jokes. It's very interactive with our audience that has an opportunity to comment and play along, really. And then every month, as your name, as you tune in and play along, we draw a lucky winner and give away a lot of free merch.
Yeah. So we started out of necessity, basically being quarantined. And our shows had been canceled across the board, as everybody else's were. And that particular Friday, so this happened generally around a Tuesday or a Wednesday is when our nation got the big alarm, you know.
The message.
And so we had a show that Friday night in Los Angeles at the Whiskey A Go-Go. And since it had been canceled, I had suggested to Angie, well, let's just go live Friday night anyways for the people that were planning to come to see us and then keep doing this thing so long as this thing goes on, you know. And it was exclusively about the music initially, And then we decided, well, you know, we've got an hour of time, and we started incorporating these other things, little skits and jokes. And so we've developed our own little kind of variety show, as Andrea just said.
That's right. We wanted a family-friendly entertainment for folks across the world. Yeah. So we still do live gigs in person. And even if we do have a show on Friday, we will still be live every single Friday. We do not miss.
We don't miss.
So it just gives our fans an opportunity. Like you said, you guys are in Michigan. So it gives you a chance to tune in and watch from Michigan, from our home studio. It gives a connection with our fans across the world because we've met so many people. Like Joe says, we played the Whiskey at Go-Go a lot, which means we've met so many people from around the world. So it's cool that they can tune in or pop in on that Friday and see us from anywhere.
And they always know where to find us. That the consistency of that and us having a place where instead of, you know, running all over playing for pockets of people, this is a place. We still do that, but this is a place where on Friday nights, anybody from all over the world can find us and enjoy an hour of entertainment.
That's on YouTube, Rumble. We jumped back on Twitch. We said, hey, you know what? Nothing wrong with Twitch. We'll just keep that on and Facebook Live. So those four right now, we're looking at adding more.
We got to get that TikTok rolling. So
on the TikTok this week.
Well, and I'll tell you what, and quarter people attest to this. First of all, it truly is a variety show. There's something going on differently in that show that's going to appeal to everybody.
Yeah, music videos, wonderful. Live music. Oh, like you said, it's the trivia, terrific. The personality. Well, and you guys, it's awesome.
Thank you. Guys.
I am exceptionally competitive, and when it comes to your questions that you're putting up there, quarter people tell you I am right there at the screen, and I have to get that answer in.
Well, then we have to ask you, are you enjoying the word scrambles and the finish lyrics?
Those are the worst ones. I have my nose on the screen when those are going on. No, we have a ball with that. And you guys are doing such a wonderful job. Tell us again what time we know all the video platforms there, but what time every Friday?
That's right. Well, East Coast time, that's where you guys are tuning in from. That would be 9 p.m. Yep. That means 8 p.m. Central, and you know that means 6 p.m. for our West Coast family.
There you go. Yes. There you go. So 9 p.m. on Fridays out here on the East Coast. You heard him say that. We need folks watching that. You're going to love it. It is an absolutely awesome show, live worldwide with the Swansons. And thanks for doing that. Thanks for carrying that on, because that was an interesting time. Lots of folks were doing that sort of thing that first year of COVID. And like you said, it just kind of fell off. You guys kept it up. And now you've got just an absolutely phenomenal show every Friday.
We've got a monopoly on the market.
You do. You absolutely do.
I mean, our dream too is to get it like off of the YouTube, obviously, and get it nationally broadcasted. Yeah.
Somebody will pick that up.
Why isn't
ABC
or Fox picking this up?
Yeah, somebody will pick that up. There's no question. And, you know, we had that years ago. And that's gone away. And what a great thing that would be to bring that back, is that Carol Burnett show sort of thing.
Absolutely. I'm been gone for so long.
Yes. Yeah. That we need that back. We really need that
back. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Modern day Sonny and Cher.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that was something we said in the beginning, was we said that a lot. We were like, we are the modern day
Sonny Cher.
No question. And it's fun and it's wholesome and it's what everybody can get behind.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we enjoy doing. That we really do enjoy seeing little children dancing to our music, you know, with families behind them, and, and as opposed to, and we've done the whole nightclub circuit. We've been the opening act for so many wonderful national acts, and you get all that hands in the air and all that applause. But there's something very, very special about when children respond to your music. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, so to be in that kind of family arena, and it's not very crowded where we're, you know, in that arena. Angie and I, you know, are among very few people that are doing that kind of a thing that appeals to the entire family. Yeah. You know, we have little kids calling Angie after the show to speak to her on the phone and tell her how much they love her.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we have one more lined up, and this is another of these meaningful, really has a message behind it, La La Land. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, La La Land, you can hear in the song, again, with the same kind of line of stuff that was going on during COVID, after COVID, and still to this day.
You can tell it really affected Joe.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but it got a lot of good songs out.
But the idea was more like, you know, okay, so all this crazy stuff's happening to us, but don't abandon God. You know what I mean? Because if you can't find God, you got to keep on searching, man. Yeah. And then it's like, you know, people living in La La Land. That's kind of like just what I
sleep.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I was just kind of like looking at society, like, you know, people that would say things that, that literally don't make any sense and have no factual background whatsoever, you know? And again, that's biblical. When people start saying up is down and down is up, it's like, whoa, what's happening here, you know? Yeah. So that's kind of the la-la-land part of it. It just ain't working, you know what I mean? Let's get in touch with God and look for a little grace and mercy, you know, and maybe we'll be cool on that.
It's kind of what we see out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Well,
living in La La Land.
When I saw the title, I said, you know, this must relate.
Yeah, this is La La Land.
Sometimes when I'm driving in traffic and I'm road raging, if I'm listening to that song, I'm like, are you living in La La Land?
You guys, I mean, I don't want to get political here, but, you know, we have this Governor Newsom, and absolutely living in La La Land.
Yeah. But no question. Yeah. We shake our heads quite often, although it's not much different up here in Michigan. So, and that'll be the extent of our politicalness. Yeah, Gretchen makes me scratch my head pretty frequently. But
yeah, so that's kind of the gist of it, you know. And the real emphasis being on that, if you can't find God, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, and I hear that in my life, conversations I have with people just the other day, just yesterday, you know. I have somebody that I love telling me that they're having difficulties with the relationship with God right now, and they haven't gone to church in the last couple of weeks because they're angry with God, you know, and that's a very typical reaction to the way that things happen in life. And then you start blaming God, you know? So it was really the emphasis being on, if you can't find God, you got to keep on searching, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the hook of it.
Terrific. Let's give this a listen. This is La La Land from the Swansons.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
La La Land from the Swansons.
Thank you so much.
I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate so much what you're doing, and thank you for doing this. You're bringing something unique to this industry, and it's appreciated.
We're honored to be doing it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very, very happy and just blessed to be able to do what we're doing, and we're just ecstatic that we're doing it, man. You know,
we're looking forward to the seven tour.
So grateful to God for this whole experience, and it's just been wonderful, and it just keeps getting better.
Absolutely, we are definitely looking forward to this tour supporting Seven, and sincerely hope we can see you guys on one of these shows. It sounds like it's just going to be an amazing experience, and we're pleased that you shared it with our audience.
Well, thank you. We're hoping so, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys there in Michigan here in 2026.
Yes, Let's do it. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Nosy Parker.
Oh, and this is going to be a fun one because they are our neighbors.
They are
very close to us here. We discovered this band here in Flint, Michigan, and we're looking forward to bringing them to the audience as well. Folks, I think it's a wrap on tonight's show. We want to thank the Swansons, Joe and Angie Finley. Thank you again so much for being a part of this.
Thank you, guys. Check us out at theswansonsmusic.com.
That's
theswansonsmusic.com. We love you guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And folks, thanks a lot for your support. We really appreciate it. Quarter Peep and I could not be more pleased and more thankful for all the support you've given us. If you know some more folks like the Swansons that you would like us to have on the show, get a hold of us at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We'd love it if you would subscribe to our Spotify and our YouTube pages. And we really appreciate everything you've done for us with this show. Hey, everybody, be good.